there?
Good question. What's he done now?
He's just walked into my nick accusing a local priest of murder.
Oh, Christ, not that again.
Emmanuel Guerrero. Father Emmanuel.
Yeah, that's the bloke. He's obsessed. It's the reason he left the job. This priest was a witness in a murder case. Well, the victim, actually. We were talking about it yesterday, November dead list.
Same case?
Yeah.
So it was a kill list or something?
Yeah. It was sent to the local Catholic church, and this nutter was bumping people off. People named on the list. I think he managed to do one or two before we copped on. Weird stuff, too. Mutilations and whatever.
Shaved heads.
Shaved heads, yeah.
So, hang on. Sweeney would have known about the head shaving.
Well, yeah. I mean, apart from the team, that information was embargoed.
Right.
Anyway, turns out the killer was a parishioner. Some mad Scots bloke. He ended up stabbing the investigating officer. Flood, her name was. Nicola Flood. Bloody good DI. She's gone round there with his priest, the one we're talking about. He got stabbed too, but unfortunately, Nicola bled out before anyone could get to her. God, terrible that was. Absolutely bloody awful. You must have seen it on the telly.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, Sweeney had a bad reaction to it. Guilt, you know? Felt guilty because he wasn't there to protect her or something.
Right.
I mean, the rumour was there was something between them. Between him and Flood. And this is off the record.
So this priest, this is the same priest?
Father Manu, yeah. He lost a lot of blood, but he survived. He was able to tell us Flood had gone Manu a Manu with a Scots guy. She'd managed to stick a kitchen knife in him. Says she saved his life. Sweeney just didn't buy it.
Why not?
I think he thought the priest knew more than he was letting on.
Like what?
When we questioned him, he said the Scots bloke had confessed some stuff to him, but he wouldn't say what it was. Said he couldn't because of his seal of the confessional thing.
Right.
That really wound Sweeney up.
What kind of stuff? Did he give you any clue?
No, not really. I mean, we found some pretty horrible child porn on his laptop. Category A material, you know. But apart from that, just an average bloke. Job, family, mortgage.
I see.
There was some talk of prosecuting the priest for withholding, but CPS didn't fancy it. Bad PR. Not in the public interest, so... Nothing happened. Case closed, boxes ticked, smiles all round.
Except for Sweeney.
Except for Sweeney. He just wouldn't leave it alone.
Think he might have had a point?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the killing stopped, didn't they?
What if they've just started again?
Yeah, well... There'd be a few red faces, that's for sure.
Okay, so we've spoken to your ex-gaffer. He's confirmed your story.
Right.
So how did this list come to be in your possession?
It came in the post.
How long ago?
A couple of weeks.
Phileas, Polycant, Marietus, Florentine, Constant. All martyrs.
Christian martyrs from the first century. Phileas was drowned. Polycant was burned at the stake. Marietus was thrown off a cliff. Florentine was thrown to wolves. And Constant was bricked up in a wall.
I see.
You've had one drowned, one burned to death.
Well, strictly speaking, it was smoke inhalation.
It was fire. Death by fire. Death by drowning.
So what's the next one? Thrown off a cliff.
Yeah, Marietus. The card we found at Eddie Payne's place.
We'll need to have this looked at for trace evidence, okay?
Sure.
And you think Father Emmanuel sent it to you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I doubted him.
So, what do you reckon?
Well, if he's right, Eddie Payne's about to get chucked off a cliff.
Have to go a long way to find a decent cliff round here. What do you want to do about it?
Oh, God. We'd better babysit him. Right. You go round, explain the situation. If he won't let you in the house, then park a unit outside for the duration, OK?
Will do.
I'm going to Hale prison. Have a word with this serial killer priest.
This way, Mom. Straight through.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Keith.
Detective Inspector Grieve. Come to see the RC chaplain. Just to warn you, Mum, the There might be a teeny bit of ag when the VPs arrive. Usually is.
Who are the VPs?
Vulnerable prisoners. The nonces, you know?
Before we begin, I want to tell you. You are good people. That is my unshakable belief. And I mean all of you. Everyone. Not one of you deserves to be here. And I'm not joking. I'm not bullshitting you. You know me. I would never do that. I know. In your heart of hearts, you want to be good. The people outside these walls, they may not believe it. You may not believe it. But I know it's true. Because you are human. The child you once were lives on inside your mind, inside your spirit. I know that because it is the same for me, the same for everyone. We want to be good, but it's hard. Life is hard, and being good is not easy. It just isn't. So we should forgive each other. We should be gentle with each other, be kind. It is a hard thing to do. I know that in this place, kindness is looked upon as a weakness. So it is up to you to be tough. Man up. Do it anyway. Bow your heads in prayer.
Behind your doors, A-Wing. All inmates on A-Wing, return to yourselves.
Hi, Detective Inspector Grieve. How do you do?
Hello, Father Manu.
Lovely service, Father.
Oh, thanks.
Quite a challenging congregation in there.
Yes, but I love it. Better than three old ladies clicking their rosary beads.
I'm surprised there were so many.
For them, it's a break from the routine. I doubt if many are even Catholic.
They seem to like what you were telling them.
What's not to like? Forgiveness, humanity, love, all the good stuff.
And you believe all that, do you?
Of course. Don't you?
Well, you see some pretty dreadful things in my line of work.
Sure. Mine too.
If you don't mind, I'd just like to ask you a few questions about what happened in London before you left.
Yes, of course. By all means.
Oh, thank you. You're all right with that, are you? Must be a painful memory.
Well, yes. But if I can be of help.
Oh, good, thanks. So, as I understand it, you were sent a list, a dead list, which you report to the police.
Yes. And the police investigate.
And at some point you become a suspect.
That's true, yes.
Why was that?
I think because I was the only person to have seen the list. To have actually physically seen it.
So what happened to it?
Well, I threw it away.
Right.
Look, if you work in a parish, you receive a lot of prank phone calls, abusive emails, dog mess through the letterbox, that kind of thing. So when this list arrived, I naturally assumed it was just another sick joke, you know?
So you binned it?
Unfortunately, yes. And as time went by, the police began to doubt whether it had ever existed. And they began to wonder why I would have lied about such a thing. And they lost confidence in me, for a while at least.
You told the police that the suspect, what was his name?
Terry Arnold.
Yeah, that's right. Terry Arnold had confessed certain things to you, things that you were unwilling to reveal.
That's right.
Can you give me any idea?
Don't ask me to repeat what I have heard in reconciliation. I won't do it.
But surely you would if people were in danger.
Of course, that would be different.
Well, they are. Someone sent a new dead list to us, and there have been two murders. There could be more.
I see. So it's a copycat? Is that what you say?
Yeah, copycat, yeah. So anything you can tell us about the case you're involved with that might help us?
Sure, but this is a different case, right? The murderer from before, he is dead. You know that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So that's not why you're here, is it? You're here because John Sweeney has been to see you.
How did you know that?
He told me he would.
What do you mean?
He came to the church and told me I was a murderer and he was going to do something about it.
When?
About a week ago.
What did he say he was going to do?
He wasn't specific. He just told me that I would find out soon enough, so I suppose I'm finding out now, right?
Did you report this to the police?
Report what?
Well, that he was threatening you.
Oh, come on. I felt bad for him. That he should be so traumatized by what had happened. How would it help if I went to the police? The man's in enough trouble.
Hello, John Sweeney.
Why didn't you tell me you'd already been to see him?
Who?
The priest. Who'd you think?
Right. So you've spoken to him?
Well, of course I've spoken to him. You completely wrong-footed me. I can't believe you did that. You're a bloody copper. What did you think you were playing at?
All right. I know. Sorry. I had a rush of blood.
No wonder you left the job. I tell you now, I wouldn't have someone like you on my squad. You're a bloody liability.
Right.
And don't pretend to be hurt. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Take a step back, engage your brain. Every action has a consequence, every word. I'm trying to conduct a murder investigation and you're playing out some fantasy with a dead woman. Where are you staying?
Traveller's Rest.
Do not go anywhere without telling me first. What's that, Paul?
A body's been found on the Wilshire estate.
Oh, for... Don't tell me it's Eddie Payne.
No, ma'am, it's not Eddie Payne. I was just with him.
And Christ for that, who is it?
At the moment, we don't know. White adult male, that's what we've got. I'm on my way over there now.
I'll join you. Where is it?
Kinsella House.
The tower block?
Yeah. Whoever it is, looks like he fell off the roof.
From this moment, how can it feel this wrong?